Hey man, it's John Jones, the Section 8 legend. You're not rocking with DJ Simba.
DJ Simba!
Huey Gang. Yo, this is Invisible Podcast Radio, where the invisible can always be heard. This month's theme is the artist 3 C's, curation, collaboration, and creation, with our features with Kaya Kareem, Brittany Carter, and Mother Nature. Sit back, take a listen. Let's go.
Inspires from one side of this world to the other, then you may. You're talking to the Rolex wearing, diamond ring wearing, gift stealing, wheeling, dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, son of a gun, and I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down.
I'm a Rolex wearing, jet flying, wheeling, dealing, kiss stealing, limousine ride. Show stopping.
Show stop.
Son of a gun.
Son of a gun.
Got lick lick in my liver. Dope in my lungs.
Get two claps.
Two claps. And
let me get two claps.
Two claps. Two claps.
Let me get two clap 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 clap.
Two claps. Two claps.
Let me get two claps.
Two claps.
You ain't got the sauce like that. You're not even the boss like that. Walking around acting stop feeling yourself. That's how you get off like that. All these niggas really wanna do is ride the wave. Don't jump to conclusions, but won't never jump at game. I'm too gentle with the sauce. I can't never beef with lanes. If you say a nigga switched up, it's cause I'm switching these lanes. F-F-A got the two bitches looking like a pool stick. If a nigga move quick, then it's too lit. Boy, your best bet is just to be a cool kid. If you looking for some trouble, then you gon' find it. All we know is how to keep it 91 plus 9, bitch. Huey over everything, and everything is mine, bitch. They say that time is money, so we make the music timeless. Bling, blow, diamonds on me, do a jig. The future look notorious, cause niggas tryna do it big. These hammers in my trunk, you can't touch, cause they just lookin' too legit. They always asking like, who is he? So y'all need to tell them who he is. Rolex wearing, jet flying,
dealing,
kissing, stealing, limousine
riding,
show, stop,
show,
son of a gun. Got liquor in my liver, all in my lungs.
Claps, claps.
Imagine jumping off a cliff, a ship, anything to fix this brokenness.
Henny couldn't quench this emptiness. Relationships weren't shit to me. My history with pills, well, blame it on my dad. Wish I always had one from the movies. Mufasa was goofy, truthfully goofy, cause he had no ego, physically feeble, but his love for his kid kept him around. Know what I'm saying? This ain't rocket science, boy, you can hear what I'm saying. I needed love, all I got was some Jordans. Emotionally starving, materially corrupted. He budget the balance when things got up into a pad and escaped to a palace. Bottle things up and they wonder why I'm bashing crazy. Southside race.
Oh, yeah.
Look crazy. I know a few niggas who gon' hear my new work and they gon' hate me, so hate me. I know they see the blessings flowing down and they mad cause they can't face me. Babylon can't break me, nigga.
Y'all heard about it. It's over in block 37 and it's, man, it's so dope. The guy who created this brand came up quickly, and Rakaya, she was right under him as a tailor, and they do like custom like pajamas, they do custom like suits, ties and everything. So I feel like working under that company, how have you developed your brand? How have you developed as a tailor?
I feel like, I wouldn't say I developed my brand, but mainly, like, they've been teaching me how to be better, because I just graduated from Columbia in, like, December 2015. And, like, once you come out of college, you're just like, what am I going to do? Like, where to go? Everything. So I just applied, and they just accepted me. So basically, I've been learning, like, how to take in jackets, hems, basically, like, the main stuff, like, with alterations. Like, we got a competition that we won. So we had to basically create like some bow ties or something for like all the Chicago artists around like the West Loop and stuff. So we won a space in Block 37. We had it for about 3 months, and that's how we got to work there and bring in more people.
Cause it's lit.
Right, like it's State Street, like everybody over there. So we always in the West Loop on Lake and Frank. Mainly like my mom, she taught me the basic stuff, like how to make pillows when I was about like 7. My 8th grade year, I went to school over like over east, like on 79th or whatever, and my mom, she made me go to her friend's place to like teach me every summer after like summer school or whatever. So I go travel all the way down to Nam just to learn how to sew, right? I'm like, no, I don't want to do this. But I mean, I came out of it. I decided to grow into it. Because like in high school, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I thought I wanted to cook. So I decided to go to Western and learn fashion merchandising. That's like, who finna like learn something about fashion in the cornfields? Like, that's super boring. So I decided to go to Columbia and then got my degree out of it. Now I'm here.
So as a, I feel like that's a huge step to take after, you know, going into your apprenticeship mm-hmm. or, you know, going into this profession as a designer. So I feel like that's a really huge field. And so with your development, with your clothing, do you feel that you have that courage, you know, it takes to be out in this field of millions of designers? You know, what do you feel like you bring to the table as a upcoming designer?
Well, I wouldn't say, I mean, with like my designs, I start from scratch. Like everything I do, like, because I'm super low key, I'm basically known like word of mouth, like that, like people that know me. So I'm not like out here like, hey, this is like my set thing that what I create, you know? Yeah. So if people come to me like, hey, can you make this for me? Like, I make it from scratch. Like,
I feel like that's cool because then you get those recommendations.
Like, I'm super humble though, because it's not like, hey, I'm a fashion designer too, but I see other people do it. So I just want to say like, I don't want to step on any toes, but basically like I'm going to have to, you know? But I'm like, I'm not so basic when it comes like not to knock anybody, like the whole t-shirt and print thing. Like, I'll create the t-shirt and I will print it, you know?
I feel it. Tell us where we can find your work. Where can we find you, you know, your brand? Where can we look for you?
Look for me on social media. I'm working on my website right now.
Okay, I go by whoop, whoop.
The Taylorist, the _ Taylorist, IG, Twitter, all that. So yeah, hit me up. I'll follow back.
I wanted to give a special thanks to Rakia for coming out. And I also wanted to take time out to thank the two lovely hostesses. Thank you, Demi, and thank you, Tamara.
Hey. Is it possible to turn up the music?
Beginning April 20th, WWMR 105 The Heat is about to get a little warmer.
Yo, this is Invisible Radio, where the invisible can always be heard.
Invisible Podcast Radio will be joining forces with Crystal Media Communications, hitting the WWMR airwaves to ignite that additional flame.
The name is like that. It's that brain. It brings everything in. Like, you could hide a style, and it could be like peanut butter jelly. Like, it could be some random. The name just don't work with the design or the idea.
Hey. Starring your hosts, Demi Christie.
Yo, this is Demi Christie.
Tamiro Elizabeth.
And this is Tamiro Elizabeth.
And Chelsea Sincere.
Hello.
Ooh.
It's your girl, Chelsea Sincere of Invisible Podcast Radio.
They'll be giving you major keys for the artist.
Another one.
Special guest interviews.
Glad to have you today.
Yes.
How you feeling?
Good. I'm excited to be here.
Woo.
Nervous, but excited.
And more. With music provided by DJ Simba. It all goes down April 20th at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Listen to Invisible Podcast Radio on WWMR 105 The Heat via TuneIn bi-weekly, first and third Thursdays. Nope, we gonna keep going, keep going, we gonna keep going, okay.
Welcome to Invisible Podcast Radio, where the invisible can always be heard. Only on WWMR.
What up, Chicago? This is Stark of Huey Gang, and you tuned in to the jiggiest DJ in the city, my young boy, DJ Simba of Huey. Hit him with it.
DJ Simba!
Baby! No care in the world. Riding round and round the town and seen a badass girl.
Cruising with my bitches, got no niggas in sight. And we got somewhere to go, so you can't sit through this life.
Say, get the fuck up, wait. Get the fuck up out the way. Lot of drama going down, but man, I swear we A-OK. Hey, 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 hey. 94 Chevy, make it hard to stay awake. Turn the town to Sleepy Hollow when we peel the top away. Moving through traffic, bump a new classic. Stereo or attic, cause it stay hot to the sky, no attic. If you get static, homie. homie, don't panic. Flip to the next track, gymnastics, speed automatic. Cops trying to catch it, they be pulling over, hard being sarcastic. Has tragic. Got a new tag, trusting, I'm fantastic. Four wheels can beat my hair, bro. Take me from zero till I'm bullet over like bro. Them, forget, know the visions never narrow. I was born to be ill, light, green, Lord, bro, them, rob, tick, steal, nigga.
Young boy, you killing him.
Hey. Babe, who's in with my niggas? Got no can in the world. Riding round around the town, I've seen this badass girl. Babe.
Cruising with my bitches, got no niggas in sight. And we got go, so you can't sit through this life.
Say, get the fuck up, fuck up. Got no can in the world. Riding down town, I've seen this badass girl. Babe.
Cruising with my bitches, got no niggas in sight. And we got somewhere to go, so you can't sit through this life.
Say, get the fuck up out the way.
Whipping and gripping and switching these lanes. No, I gotta go, no time to play. Hop in the whip, ready to dip. Shawty gon'
up, shawty. World in my hands, ain't wrapped up, shawty. Can't give a chance if I die. All my streets gon' feel it. All my hoes gon' feel it.
Hey, can't catch up to me. I grew an empire from a mustard seed. I be cutting up like a shooter. Can they threw me in the ring? And I had to uppercut the beat. Now you must agree that I'm an animal. I'm intangible. Understand, ain't no touching me. Niggas talking like they global when they up the street. I up the heat and eat hot wings while you clutch the seats. That's a dead ass chicken if you missed that. I ain't never been one for the chit chat. Talking hard body like a sick. Wait until a nigga put the tool in the center of your chest like a miss. Young nigga, you ain't flexin', you ain't poppin' like I'm poppin', poppin' Smith and Wesson. Ain't no weapon formed against me, finna prosper, keep it proper. I'm too quick, my patience ain't no way I be a doc, fool dodger. Keep it rockin', feel like I'm with AC/DC. She wanna fuck with a G, you know me, I let her like A/B/C/D.
I've been in my zone, started on my own. Built it from the bottom, now we at the top, now we at the top. Started on my own, now we at the top, now we at the top. Started on my own, now we at the top, now we at the top. Started on my own, now we at the top, now we at the top. Started on my own, now we at the top, now we at the top. Started on my own, now we at the top, now we at the top. Started on my own, now we at the top, now we at the top.
Wow, I just like, wow.
That's a good one.
I just like, I can do anything, my love New Orleans. Overflowing, it rains, man, you like hurricanes,
don't be alarmed if.
I give you energy, then you fall into me, let's just be honest. Won't leave it to karma, I'm on a higher way, walking on water. I can do anything, my love New Orleans. Overflowing and race, you like hurricanes, don't be alarmed. I give you energy, then you fall into me, let's just be honest. Don't leave it to karma, I'm on a higher way. What is life? Holy water, I be ice, we be cooling. I relinquish all my fears and problems. I be thinking it ain't much, be honest. It's all within us, we swimming knowledge. It's all a process, we been around it, we back around it. Born in it, halo with some horns in it, born sinner. Crown with some thorns in it, born nigga. Boundless and more sinners, born bigger. I sound as a source, leave you more blemished. I just like, wow, don't even ask how. Blessings, they come in abundance. Yesterday, we spoke tomorrow, today I'm illustrious. Walking on water. I can do anything, my love New Orleans. Overflowing it rains, man, you like hurricanes, don't be alarmed if I give you energy, then you fall into me, let's just be honest.
won't leave it to karma. I'm on a higher way, walking on water. I can do anything, I can do anything. My love, New Orleans. Overflowing and racing, you like hurricane. My love, New Orleans. Overflowing and racing, you like hurricane. My love, New Orleans.
Productions.
Niggas meet the crossroads and crossroads to that other side, screaming fuck that other side. Damn, why my brother died? We was out here tweaking, we was out here turned up, wildin' for no reason. Now my heart bleed, pain I can't explain. Blame. Trying to hit a stain, now he is a fucking stain. Wait, this shit stuck in my brain. You would think it was my court state. Read niggas just by studying they court. Traumatized, it's a surprise of the demise of my guys. Hearing cries, but these deaths cry so loud, I'm going deaf. Got me feeling like the Reaper. Streets so cold, I need to heat the lights. Your fishy is a kiki. Lacking out here in these vicious streets, they trying to get it cracking. Popping like a fish's grease, consuming these delicious beefs in the belly of malicious beasts. I'm hoping for nutritious beats. Why he in these horrific weeks? Little beast, and shout out, I can't hear shit. Shout out, I can't hear shit. We sell our souls, just a beast. And the price is fucking cheap. Yeah, the price is fucking cheap. Now look both ways in these streets. Look both ways in these streets, nigga. Look both ways in these streets. Now look both ways in these streets. Look both ways in these streets, nigga. Look both ways in these streets. Nickel, grease.
We're gonna start with Mother Nature. So, just tell us more about how you guys actually formed as a group.
Well, we formed as a group in 2015. Truth and I were given an opportunity to perform on the same showcase together, but like splitting the set up.
Oh, shit.
Right. And so, it was kind of presented to us like, well, y'all can do whatever y'all want. And we decided to come together and actually work on a project. That we could perform together. So we did it in about a month. Like, we wrote our first project in a month. We wrote it in like a couple weeks.
Wow, that was a flow.
And we already, like, CeCe is like family, so we already had her come in, you know, add vocals to it. So she was always a part of the music. But yeah, we end up, people like received it very well, and we was like, let's run with this.
Hey, that 1 month is fast.
I mean, we got good chemistry. We've been knowing each other for
Can y'all really quick give each one of your names like individually so the crowd can know who each of you are as a collective?
I'm Clever.
I'm C. LaCole.
And I'm Truth.
Okay, Mother Nature, y'all.
And we are Mother Nature.
Hey, can we get a clap it up for him? Clap it up for him.
Okay. Oh, my bad. Sorry, y'all. Okay. So, y'all have lots of things of spirituality and social consciousness in your music. So, how does that influence y'all's sound and how you put your, because you have many different genres. So, how does that influence your sounds?
Well, I think that it's really all about the energy that we're seeking. Like, we know that what we're seeking is also seeking us. So, the peace, love movement. The peace love movement, it's definitely that is what we're, our music is all about, you know. Yes, raising that consciousness about Black women in America, and then at the same time, like, just teaching us how to love each other, love yourself, self-love and loving others. That'll get you farther than money or, you know, notoriety ever will. Making genuine connections with people, that's what our music is like. I want to touch each and every, I want to be able to touch everybody in here, you know. That's
right.
What we're trying to do.
Yeah, okay, that's definitely dope.
Yeah, you guys just recently did a performance at the Hideout, and it was litty, okay. So I know, I'm sure everybody wants to know how that went for you, and, you know, what is something that you could give, like, as far as, like, What was something you could say like to get you in your comfort zone while you're performing, like in such a large venue like the Hideout?
I definitely think that just our chemistry, our energy, our manager Nova, she definitely allows us to just
shout out Nova.
Shout
out to Nova.
I see you, baby. How you doing, girl? Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's like. Yes, definitely. It helps us to be able to get into our groove. Just make sure we can space out and just do what we need to do to like mentally get into that space where we can get on stage and kill it every time. So it's definitely just a group effort of making sure everybody knows what we need to do and then just executing.
It's really a party wherever we go, I feel like. So before a show, like we just vibe off each other and we silly and we laugh and we vibe, and that gets us like where we need to be.
Okay, so with that, what do you think each of you individually bring to the group, individually? Because it all come together in the end, but you all have your own individual thing. So each one of y'all wants you to answer that.
Well, I say if I speak for myself, I just try to make sure I'm always light, even though, because we definitely have a lot of trials and tribulations, whether that be, you know, booking, you know, scheduling, life, death, anything going on, and you know, and all of our individual lives, because we know we have a very specific connection and we're trying to work together. So it's just like, let's try to bring a positive air. Also the melodies, most certainly, because they're both MCs, hip-hop MCs. So it's been interesting working with each other, learning our voices. I think it's just to be constantly creating. I think that's what I try to bring into it, like constantly bringing up new ideas. What can we do? How can we change this? How can we make that better?
Hey, I know that voice thing was like pretty challenging because you all have like pretty distinct voices. So it's like, damn, if I put Clever right here, but then CeCe down here, it's like, wow. Oh shit, sound, I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, filling those spaces, I think, yeah. On the records as well as live. It's very interesting. But we've been getting some amazing feedback, especially from Hideout. There was like, they were definitely saying, like, the three of you are definitely, like, you're so individual, yes. But you compliment each other so
very
well.
Very well.
So it's been
very
good feedback.
Very.
If she's light, I would say that I'd be air in the group.
Y'all gonna snap it up.
Y'all who's so fire, water, air, y'all gonna do it like that?
Nah, yeah.
Remember that day? remember the signs, you know, we went through that.
But yeah, definitely, yeah, like, I don't know. I feel at the core of everything that's happening here, and a lot of the writing. I just really put my all into it. I put my all into them, my ideas and things like that. So I don't know. I try to flow through everybody.
Okay. And last but not least.
I definitely say I'm the fire. I think that's more expressed through my performance. Where like I'm probably the one that's jumping more around on stage than anybody, like hitting folks accidentally, like all that. But just like a lot of energy and stuff like that. I feel like I bring.
Hey, y'all definitely can't tell. She's so chill over here with the glasses though.
But she looks intense, right? Like you, man. Like I want to know you. You feeling like, man? I feel all this. It's not bad though. It's a good intense energy. But yeah, you like, girl. Yeah.
I feel like she also like the rock though, cause like she holds it down for us. You know what I'm saying? Like she is definitely a filter for us. Like when somebody on some BS, you know what I'm saying, she senses it first.
So. First one to point that out.
She looked like she called it. That's not like she's so like, man, but she's so, you're so, it's just like, man, I already told you. I was talking
shout
about
out to
about
my mama
it,
for
so,
that.
I can't think of the words, you guys. I want to say diplomatic, but that's too crazy. That's like Hitler style. I'm not trying to get y'all that image of her. But yeah, she know what I'm talking about. I can't think of the words, so we gonna get past that. Well, segue away from that. So, what do you guys see yourself, you know, being featured as a collective in the future? So, like a music fest. Like, do you want to be at Lollapalooza, Coachella?
All of those.
Afropunk.
Some of them.
Everything. We got a list. Like, it's Coachella. It's Afropunk. It's the South by. It's everything.
Music One.
Yeah.
All of that.
Everything. Any pretty much festival platform that's like showing you like that's the top like level artist, that's the one that we trying to be on.
See, and I saw that. That's on like y'all straight festival, y'all Coachella style, I'm telling you. And that's why I was like, which one y'all want to be on? Because I know it's certain ones and y'all want all of them. That's what's up. Oh, yeah. So tell everybody where they can find you, if any upcoming shows, let everybody know so they can check y'all out.
So you can follow us online at Mother Nature Bars with a Z. Also, mothernaturebars.com. You can check out, you know, all of our art. You can purchase things, all of that. Look it up. So this week, actually on Thursday, we have a show on the 16th at Subterranean.
Check it out, y'all.
Clippings is also the other headliner. It's going to be a fly show. Make your way. Then next week on the 21st at The Wire, we have a show with Asar Bradley and Chayer Woods.
Hey, y'all
show.
To The Wire. That's straight rock music up in there. I've been there before, man. So y'all, y'all forgetting that because they ain't going to know what to do with y'all. They like, ooh, this is different, but that's different, but I like it. That's so dope.
Yeah.
Hey, that's cool. That's cool. So social media handles, everything.
Oh yeah, Mother Nature Bars.
Okay.
With a Z. Yep.
Okay.
You'll
cool.
Find
oh
us.
Everything.
Oh, actually no. On Twitter it's Mother X Nature and the O is a zero. So Mother X Nature. Yeah.
Okay.
Instagram Mother Nature Bars. Yeah.
All right.
What is it?
Hey, Mother Nature, all right,
so,
you guys.
You know we are gonna get it to Brittany Carter right here.
How you doing?
I'm sorry. Okay, yes, breakthrough artist. So, so I heard that Operation X, it was dope. Y'all haven't heard it yet. Y'all need to go listen to it. She's featured on that song. Just give us more information about that.
All right. So I was in a studio with Ali and New Kings, FemDot, and Starks of Huey Gang. And we were all like individually working on something different with Ali because he's coming like without a project. And this guy named Dougie, he does production. And he was like, you guys wanna hop on this beat? And he let us hear it, and we just looking at each other like, yeah. So Stark, I think he wrote his first, and I think he kinda like set the tone for everything. Stark set the tone, and everybody else just like, okay, we gonna write to this, and we gonna record this and get this out. So we dropped it the other day at like 12. It was pretty dope. We got like some feedback from it that I didn't expect. So
that
was dope.
That song was everything. I listened to it, I don't know how many times.
Hey, shout out to Ali.
And also, I want to acknowledge how, if you guys haven't heard Brittany's music, right, look at her. She is so tiny and little and cute. And her voice and her sound is so big and so bright. And I would never have thought that little person got that all that in her. I was like, what? This has to be like a Mother Nature style. See, they got, you know, you see it. But with Brittany, I'm like, she's so little and quaint. And look what she gives you. That
Everyone
is so
just
amazing.
Like, oh, you going to get up and sing? And I'm like, nah.
Yep.
What?
Man. Okay. And that's what I took. And then I'm like, whoa, look at her. Look at the strength in your voice. And you're so light, and it is so amazing, because I was so floored.
And
like,
she
it's
came
crazy.
Out, she's first on the track, y'all. Like, you instantly gonna know that it's her. Like,
and you feel it.
You feel it, definitely. You definitely feel it.
You had just mentioned that you had you're not a singer. The people said they think you're gonna sing. And on one of your songs, I wanna say it's Operation X, and you're like, I'm not a singer, y'all. And you go hard.
Breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
Yeah.
You hit the intro like, I'm not a singer, and it go bars. And I was like, dang, because I'm thinking the way the song start, Breakthrough, you guys, is straight like R&B style. So you thinking she about to hit the melody, and then she say, yeah, I'm not a singer, boom, bars. And I was like, what? It's so crazy. It's so different.
Yeah,
but
I was
how
in the studio. I don't know. Like, I was in the studio, and somebody was like, oh, you about to sing on this? And I'm like, not at all.
Yeah, like, I'm not a singer. Let's go.
I don't know. That song was like a gradual process because I was growing through some things. So I wrote the first, like, it's kind of like a harmonizing in the beginning. And then the end was just like all just like straight rap. So it's hard to like perform it like live because it was just like bar on top of bar on top of bar. So that's one of my favorite
songs. Gotta catch your breath a little bit.
Yeah. Eliminate some words out there.
Hey, so I know you got a new studio, you know, at the crib. So let us know about this, right, though.
So
she coming independent, y'all. Like with this
I don't
whole
know.
Studio.
I got a new position in my job, and it's strictly just to buy more equipment for myself because it's better trying to record on my own than going out to a studio or something. Mm-hmm. Got to wait for somebody else to do it. So I've been trying to get my own interface and
she felt that.
Trying to get my own preamp now. So I already got the microphone and stuff. So just got some new speakers.
Lit.
Oh. You're gonna have whole listening parties in your house. I hope you know that. And everybody not gonna wanna leave. I'm just letting you know. And you gonna have to tell them, y'all gotta go home. I don't know where y'all gonna go.
I didn't say. I'm trying to just create. Yeah,
build that collab
make my,
up.
Make my okay. house into like a studio. So
eat, sleep, drink, yeah. music. Yes. 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 Mm-hmm. Yes. I love it. I love it. So you as well have the spiritual and socially conscious theme in your music. And so how does that influence your sound and how you put it together? Those topics that, you know what I'm saying, that type of, how does that influence it, the spirituality and social consciousness?
That's really a hard question. Like, most times if I hear a beat, I just like let the beat talk to me, and it's just like,
just comes to you.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, it's, I think we don't give like producers enough credit because like they set the tone for it. So if I meet like a dope producer and we vibe and he know my sound, and it's just
I feel like that's like a challenge though too, because you're like, damn, he gave me some dope shit. Now I gotta like put my voice over this. Like, how can I, you know, make this the ultimate like track, you know?
Well, I feel like my voice is an instrument too, so you just gotta kind of like blend it in together, like.
And then it just flows. Everybody's snapping. I can't do it.
Yes, I'm not really like, I mean, I guess before I started off, like, I've only been rapping like 2 years, and like before that I was
only
just like
2 years. That's great. Okay.
And before that I was just like writing poetry, but I never shared it with anybody. And I think I went to open mic at YCA and somebody was like, "Yo, poems sound like raps." And I'm like, "No, they don't."
No, they don't.
So it took me a minute to like adjust to write into like beats, because at first I just journaled and it was no like music involved. Wow. And now it's just like when I hear beats, it's like, oh man, I gotta go home and write this.
Man, that's so cool. That's always, everything really came to you through spirit almost, because you didn't have no premeditated style. You just kind of flowed with it. It came to you and then, dang, it was just magic.
Yeah, like I never wanted to be a rapper, I don't think.
Okay, Walker. I'm not a rapper, but he rapping.
What do you consider yourself to be?
This just like, it kind of like happened overnight. Like, I was just writing poetry in my room. Like, I get off work or something. Like, I don't know. I came back home from school because like, I stopped going to school because I'm like, this shit not for me.
instantly.
And I just started like looking up different things I could do. Like, I started taking like art courses, like painting and stuff like that. Wow. And so I heard about some writing workshop by Ace Da Vinci. I don't know if y'all know him.
Hey, shout out Ace.
Wednesday nights, y'all. But good thing.
Yeah, he had posted something about like some writing workshops like in Wicker Park, and it was YCA. And I started going, and ever since then it was just like, kind of just like flowed together.
Okay, so Brittany, where can we find or any of your like music, and you know, let us know where we can, you know, see some new upcoming stuff from you.
My SoundCloud is Brittany Carter. So you can, it's 2 T's and an N-E-Y, because everybody spell it differently.
Check it out.
So it's Brittney and Carter. My Twitter and my Instagram is _Brittney Carter. So everything from there is just linked on every pages. I haven't really been performing as much because I've been trying to finish this project.
It's cool, you will.
That I'm dropping July, sometime this summer.
Ooh, summer 17, y'all. Stay tuned.
All right. So, you know, I want to thank everybody, you know, please clap it up for these artists right here. You know, they are really developing their artistry. They working hard. So, you know, I just want to close it out. I'm Demi Christie.
And I'm Tamira Elizabeth. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Much love, y'all.
Yo, it's a wrap. Thanks for tuning in with us once more. Be sure to follow us on SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio at Invisible Podcast Radio.
These niggas talking flossing like a neurohygienist. These niggas think they cold, they're not frozen cryogenics. I'm a bona fide menace, need to go and find a menace. The way this border blows a message on the open agenda. I put my soul inside a fender, I'm on the road to find this blender. Let them bite, let them bite. I supply the dentures, and despite the highest efforts, they cannot supply a record that could occupy the sector where the thoughts and vibes connect. They got this bitch lying, but nigga, hit it once, hit it second, then I pass it to my brother. It like ashes, I'm a veteran. On compassion, you not kidding. I am smashing, I am breaking. This is the baddest flow with nakedness. Isn't it madness? Is it irrelevant? It gonna be celibate. I do not give a fuck. I will keep chopping them up. Not knocking the trunk, split like the top is strong. You cannot copy and cut. That pace and be cocky, you pump. You not me, you up. Fraudulent macho, but you not mine. You gotta go one. I be on my grind. I'm a prodigal son. I got this.
much money on my mind. I gotta get this bread. I'm throwing L's up to the sky. When you find me, put your head up. Burns inside me, this vendetta. I ain't ever gonna let them. Words inside and then I shred them. I'm a microphone chat, 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 chat. Money on my mind. I gotta get this bread. Throwing L's up to the sky. Find me, put your head up. Burns inside me, this vendetta. I ain't ever gonna let them. Words inside and then I shred them. I'm a microphone.
Frustration itself has been sufficient, all that was necessary to make Negroes realize the importance of banding together. And Negroes are banding together.
Banding together in what kind of movements?
Different kinds of movements, all kinds of movements. And they remain almost invisible, they remain almost unknown. But yet they are there. When I say invisible, I mean invisible in the sense that their existence is unknown. And no matter how much you try and track them down, you can't find them.
Gifts, beginners. I just fell back cause I was watching all the cars that was dealing. And niggas getting all in they feelings. They better fall back cause really ain't the one doing the killing. I stay winning on these niggas and they see it, so I fly past Vegas so they see me. Knowing all these pussies wanna beat me, pussy niggas wanna see me gone. But I never thought about leaving. Bitch, I got a message to bridge. Calling for all of you lost souls, come follow my lead. Pay attention to what they tryna teach, know what they tryna speak. Bella nigga, don't you bow down to me. Starting up a stress, say a week. The text, say a week. Swear this shit here was destined to be. Worn over glizzies on me. Now Jesus with me. Swear he got so many blessings for me. I ain't come to bring peace. Got my peace on me just in case a nigga tryna creep. I done went weeks with no sleep. Tryna figure out a plan and a way to get my people off the streets. Homie, want your mans is a leech. Just played about the streets. Got you down to the very last tee. I just came to gather all the sheep. Walk by faith in our feet. God's willing, we gon' make it up the steep. I got some niggas that ain't make it out the shit. I pray to God, I make it out the shit. Cause I only know if it's left to the people in the world. They gon' judge a nigga to the full extent. But I ain't gon' flinch. All the same, just a new lynch. The shit was said, then the shit was meant. Shit was common sense. Fall back, face the consequence. It was told to happen to exist. Damn.
Yeah, so I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil for thou with me. Thy rod. Thy staff, thy comfort me, but I am king.
Bitch, I got a message to preach. Calling for all of you lost souls, come follow my lead. Pay attention to what they tryna teach and what they tryna speak. But a nigga, don't you bow down to me. Starting up for stress, say a week. The check, say a week. Swear this shit here was destined to be. Growing up with glizzies on me. Now Jesus with me. Swear he got so many blessings for me. Bitch, I got a message. The message, the message, the message, the message, the message, the message, the
message. Hey, Tay, wake your bitch ass up. Hey, bring your shoes, we finna go home.
Hey, picture me. Rolling in the Regal, deep as the dive of a seagull. Way off the top like a beanie kick versus Zion Cathedral. Cherry jerseys on me, I'm walking up in the cages. I'm looking for where the game is, but usually I'm on the block with my niggas. Why do we do this? Neighbors ain't when we hooping. They're in the street with the rim out, but never call on the shooters. I shoot up to the candy store, candidly see your mammy on Sandy's and up in dinner and jam.
Oh my god!
To the block. Some messages from a woman. I probably fell asleep on her, but literally's what I wanted. Since I couldn't get it, I get up, get in, I get up and get up. All the serious
cinnamon.
Oh yeah. Sit up on the band of whip and politic with five or six. Now I begin like pocket rider, man. My dog's riding with anonymous. I leave them, take them to days of slinging. On all our uncles was gangsters. 130, you know the sun it be beaming. I said I seen them, know my nigga be moving. He don't know where his weed is, he still couldn't even believe us. They sell no skunky, but deal weed cause he's a dummy. Surprised the copper ain't notice, a knock his head off his shoulders. Copped attitudes with the coppers, accomplished nothing but know what. I'ma pick up with love to the
this shit is soft. Pull out the brim, we gon' bust if we bout to murder you all. She help me hoop in the alley, drop waves and shit to a boss. No longer light is the night, and get right, this shit so a fall. Mosquito bite up the right of my leg, I'm scratching the dog, we know it. Ain't always right, got right, ain't for test our jaws and jaws. Ain't for lacking that dog, the dog, like a strap, I could car. Creep the side of the block and that shit would park. That shit for some mind, the girl you used to talk. She say that cash is, I miss you, there's no attention to get you. I caught up shit, I caught it out, not a stick that shh. Get back to my niggas, they crackin' jokes how they do. Then that's out with the guys for the night and shit, then we move. Then the house all charged up, put my phone on the charger. I need new shit tomorrow, just know that I'm about to bring you to the block.
I can do better. I break it down to the T, man. Down to the left. Swear these bitches on the tether. Coming down on a nigga like the comic cold or the weather. But I just pray for better, cuz everything cool right now. I'm in a good mood right now. Got more food right now. Matter of fact, my days are piss sunny. Act on my intuition. Point guard on my team. Passing joints with precision. I visit Auntie Hot. She stayed right out the vision. She said, these folks out here, man, they not gon' see your vision. Great minds think alike, catastrophic collisions. Don't fuck with my coalition. I'm the general, keep it general. Breaking. Now I'm scoring off the tip, and it's easy as a finger roll. Figure roll. I was like, coach, fuck your approach. I'm a lone wolf, going hard in this outback, can't never chalk.
See this goal. Tell me, do you see goal? Let's just ride until the moon blows. Tell me, do you see gold?
Why is paper yet the presence of work? Ignorance is blissful to the pilot when his vision misguided. No hazy clouds, no Jesus peace, so I be Allah wearing Prada. Surfing on my limits, speaking to Gandhi as I travel for prom. Natural, no herbalist factual, onto that. Actual that conscience is casual. The feeling is beautiful. Concept of perfection. Yep, it is me. I see the value in my skin, so I know that worth is. These black thoughts of a sheep. Yeah, black thought of a sheep. Oh yeah, black sheep to a goat. Hello, my nigga. Yeah, you barely visit. Hello, my nigga. Yeah, you barely listen. If you live in life, I only have one condition. Peace, happiness, and love should be your own religion. It was written on the scriptures, slithering in his nose. Oh yeah. As I've been working on my fitness, I've been hanging with some misfits. I've been all about my business. Pain is felt, that's when that rain is felt. Black rappers, black lions, black diamond silence. Got that face of an angel, heart of a tyrant. Boy, what's gold in your iris? I feel your presence is tainted. Feel your oxygen filtered. I see your words, I indicted. So nigga, why you excited? Is it the way that I'm living? Maybe the way that I'm flossing. Is it the values of morals? Maybe the price that it cost you. Maybe it's power that done turned you away. Maybe it's money that done turned you a slut.
The gold is me. The gold is me. I know it. The gold is found inside my soul. The gold is me, the gold is me, I know it. The gold is found inside my soul.
I've been counting my days, I've been riding these waves. I've been counting my days, I'm getting back on my way. Been riding these waves, I've been counting my days. I'm getting back on my way. I've been riding these waves.
Step out. They wanna smoke you. Step out into this concrete jungle. They wanna poach you. Angels guide me. All things possible. God always guide me. I'm flying down this Eisenhower. Like Mr. Hightower. In some high tops. Converse with the Most High. Dr. J couldn't climb these tops. Now come to my side. Cause we bout to slide. To the function. Pissy drunk. Stepping up with junk.
Lingering smell of marijuana funk. Ain't give a fuck. Got a test tomorrow, but I ain't really give a damn. I got a cram. Late night post on my Instagram. Indicated I was going ham. Now my head knocking hard. A battle ram. Here I am. 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 Here I am.
What up, Chicago? This is Stark of Huey Gang, and you tuned in to the jiggiest DJ in the city. My young boy, DJ Simba of Huey. Hit him with it.
DJ Simba!